Welcome back to the final session of lesson number 8. Quick tips to keep in mind for successful deep work sessions. I'm just going to go quick fire here with several tips that you can utilize on your daily deep work sessions as you're structuring your work days for deep work. Let's dive right in. First up, your deep work capacity is finite, right? So as tempting as it is to push yourself and to go as deep as possible, there's a limit to how long we can maintain our focus. And when it comes to deep work, that limit is about 4 hours per day. Beyond that, our ability to sustain our focus begins to decline. So whether you do that in one long deep work session that you block off with time blocking, or whether you split it up and do, you know, two-hour deep work sessions in a day, either way, the upper limit is 4 hours. Next up, when you rest, rest. Have you ever hit a roadblock at work that you just couldn't figure your way around? And then you come back the next day knowing exactly what to do about it, right? Sometimes your mind just needs a good night's rest to recharge. So next time you're experiencing difficulty or you've hit a challenge or a roadblock that you just can't get past and you're working through a complex challenge, give yourself a break. Give your mental batteries an opportunity to recharge and come back and hit it hard the next day. Next up, apply the Pomodoro technique to your deep work, right? If you tend to procrastinate, try the Pomodoro technique. Here's how it works. All you need to do is set a timer for 25 minutes. Spend that time focusing on one single task that you've decided on ahead of time. This 25-minute chunk of time is called a Pomodoro. Once that timer rings, take a 5-minute break to relax, drink a glass of water, stretch, stand, move around a little bit, go for a quick walk outside. And then when your break is over, get back at it. Get back to your deep work and repeat that. And you'll find that you're able to keep up this nice pace of productivity, right? 25 minutes on, 5-minute break, 25 minutes on, 5-minute break. To give you a funny little aside, you know, my wife and I, our daughter, Nora, she's 8 years old and she's homeschooled. So my wife, Amna, usually does the homeschooling. But once a week, I get to homeschool Nora. And this Pomodoro technique works so well. I remember one day we were having some problems with getting her to focus and she just didn't want to stay on task. She was really, really antsy. And so I said, you know what? If the Pomodoro technique works well on me and it works well on many other adults around the world, why can't we give it a shot with an 8-year-old? So I said, you know what, Nora? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to work hard for 25 minutes. And then when Alexa starts ringing, we're going to take a 5-minute break. And then when that 5-minute break is over, we're going to do it again. And so once a week when I teach Nora her English, her homeschooling stuff, we apply the Pomodoro technique, and we've done it a handful of times now. And I got to tell you, it's dramatically boosted her ability to stay focused and on task. So give it a shot. If you have a hard time with procrastination and you have a hard time getting started, try the Pomodoro technique. It sounds very simplistic, but that doesn't mean it's any less effective. It's incredibly effective. Next up, impose time limits on yourself. And if you think it'll take 2 hours to finish putting together a PowerPoint presentation, give yourself one. If you think it's going to take 3 hours to write an article, give yourself an hour and a half. Knowing that you've got a time limit to do something helps you harness all of your focus and direct it towards the one thing that you're working on, thus making you more productive. So of course, this doesn't apply to everything, right? But it's a handy tip to keep in your back pocket whenever necessary. Think of it as high-intensity interval training for the attention centers of your brain. Next up, spend 20 minutes a day reading, right? And don't get up or check your phone while you do it. Just set a timer, open an interesting book, and start reading. Why am I recommending this in a deep work course? Because this habit will not only expand your knowledge, but because it'll also train your mind to stay focused on one singular thing when you actually start working. So spend 20 minutes a day reading. It'll improve your focus. It'll improve your concentration, your attention span. And then you can then apply that to your own deep work efforts. Next up, have a master list to work from. Right? If you don't already have a master list of all your goals, start one. Having a single master list is crucial to achievement in general, right? So have a single master list where you can write down everything that you want to accomplish personally and professionally, right? Think of it as a living list that you update and you enhance, you add to, check off on a regular basis. Next up, break down that master list. Right? Once you've created a master list, pick a list of goals that you plan to accomplish this year, and then break that down into a monthly list. And then finally, break that down into a weekly list. Right? Once you've got that down, you've got your master list, your yearly list, monthly list, and weekly list. You can then organize your daily deep work based on what you want to accomplish this week, this month, and this year. And this will make it easier for you to lock in and get focused. Next up, quantify the depth of your activities, right? To focus on deep work and decrease the amount of time that you spend on shallow work, it's helpful to distinguish the difference between the two so that you can direct your efforts towards your highest priorities on a daily basis. And a great way to do that is to assign a deep or shallow grade to the work that you plan to do each day, right? So for example, some examples of shallow work are emails, Slack, chat, you know, social media, logistical tasks, non-essential meetings, things like that. Examples of deep work: prepping for presentations, programming, writing, code, researching solutions to specific problems, things of that nature. Here's how to determine if a task is considered deep work or not. If you can easily answer yes to most of the following questions, then you can safely put it in the deep work category. Here we go. Does this task require focused attention? Does this task require specialized training or knowledge? Does this task create new value in the world? And finally, would this task be difficult to replicate? If you can answer yes to most of these questions, you can confidently put it in the deep work category. Next up, keep a later list. What's that? So I don't know about you, but I tend to get the best ideas at the most random times. Sometimes these ideas can become a distraction for me, right? Impeding on my ability to go deep. That's why having a simple later list is so helpful, right? Anytime you're in a deep work session and an idea or a thought or something just pops into your mind that you might want to explore, avoid the urge to follow it in the moment and instead just jot it down on your later list and come back to it after you're finished with your deep work session. Next up, minimize interruptions while you work. It takes about 20 minutes to recover from an interruption, right? It takes 20 minutes to recover from every interruption. And you can't afford too many of these in a workday. So proactively protect yourself from interruptions that derail you from your deep work by letting coworkers or family members, if you work from home, know that you can't be interrupted between the hours of X a.m. and X a.m., whatever it is for you, whatever your peak performance period is. So let them know ahead of time. Unless it's an absolute emergency, do not interrupt me between this time and this time. Or hang a sign on the door, letting potential interrupters know that you're focused on deep work and you cannot be interrupted until you're done. Also, silence your phone or put it on do not disturb. Right? These will minimize the interruptions that can derail you from your concentration, from your deep work. Because again, it takes about 20 minutes to get back on track and to regain your focus on something if you're interrupted. Right? Imagine you're working so deeply on something, you're writing something up, and you're really in flow, and then all of a sudden somebody barges into your office or your room and asks you something random, right? And you turn your attention to them, you turn your attention away from what you were really focused on, and now your flow is broken. And then when you get back to it, sometimes you don't even remember what you were working on. So minimize interruptions as much as possible to be as productive with your deep work efforts as possible. So those were some of my quick tips for you. Take what works for you, leave the stuff that doesn't, and utilize it in your deep work efforts.